Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. 3 hours span out before us. It is the 31st day of March 2010. I'm going to go to your phone calls, then I'm going to get more into Fox News trolls, InfoWars comments, reports Alex Jones to authorities. Boy, that's the pot calling the kettle black. Also, as predicted, FBI agent discovered at center of alleged Batari conspiracy. I'm going to break down how the militia really works, how they're doing a replay of the mid-1990s right now, and the staged terror attacks that I believe are coming in the next few months, probably towards the end of next month, April. By getting the word out, we may short-circuit their operation. That's one reason they're really coming after us right now. It's also come out that the Mumbai attacks were run by a U.S. government agent. That's in the federal affidavit. It is all coming up, but I do want to go ahead and start taking some of your calls first. Let's talk to Matthew in Mass. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you today?
I guess I'm doing all right.
That's excellent. Two things very quick, and then I'll take your answers off the air. Number one, a question for you. I have a loved and intelligent family member who is exceedingly liberal and cannot see through the constant smokescreen emitted by mainstream media concerning violence toward the current administration, allegedly being committed by patriots like us. Could you please give me some advice and some links about past and present manipulation to demonize any certain group for alleged violence? To fulfill their own agenda. And number two, and very quickly, I hear you often as a guest on another hugely popular morning show. It would seem that you sometimes, I hate to even say this because I love you so much, sensationalize or try to grab the attention of the listener. If I could give you a little bit of a critique, Mr. Jones, I've listened to you for about 5 years. I'm a huge follower. I make flyers. I post your articles. Could you just calm down a bit sometimes when you're on that show? And just give the facts instead of trying to really get your point across, because sometimes I listen to you on that show and you sound like a wholly different person than you do on your own show. And if you're trying to garner listeners from that show, maybe you should be that same person that you are on the Alex Jones show.
Okay, let's be clear. You're talking about Man Cow?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, I was on there for like 50 minutes this morning. Have you noticed I get about 30 seconds, and then he goes to something else for about 2 minutes, and I'm back for 30 seconds. I am trying to get – it is sensational that laptops that schools are giving kids are watching men at home. It is sensational that scouts are training to fight terrorists and more in the New York Times, and the next line says, taking on and killing disgruntled veterans. It is sensational that fluoride gives people cancer and causes bone fractures as being put in the water. So I think we've been effective, and quite frankly, Matthew, I think you're here giving me advice, and perhaps I am a little bit more astute at this than you, but if you listen to the format of that, that's a short attention span theater radio show where they jump back and forth between other guests and other news clips, and so that's the format of the show. He'll say, what is the end game of the New World Order? And I will say, to bring in an oppressive planetary regime and kill 80% of the population. Well, that's the truth. The truth is sensational. Mao Zedong killing more than 60 million people is sensational. Pol Pot killing over 30% of the Cambodian population over 8 years is sensational. World government being announced is sensational. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. Business Week, that is sensational. Headline, Mumbai terrorist was U.S. agent. Sensational. Fox News reporting me to Homeland Security. Sensational. Okay? Feds showing up at events trying to start fires and blame it on me. Sensational. Okay? Sensational. Sensational, Matthew. Sensational. Truth is stranger than fiction. We need to get people woken up out of their sleep. We need people to realize how serious things are. We need people to know about the 1.5 quadrillion that the banks have created out of nothing to buy up everything. How they're seizing the main highways, turning them into toll roads. Sensational. I'll answer your other question when we get back with more sensational truth.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to your phone calls. Matthew and Mass, if you just joined us, was saying, why do I hear you on other shows and you sound more sensational? Well, when I've got a few minutes on a radio show, I will say, warning, warning. Your house is on fire, America. Banks are looting you. They're robbing you. They're preparing to take the pension funds. Schools all over the country are giving laptops to the kids that watch them at home. And then I'll tell people to check out the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010 that states that U.S. citizens for any potential intelligence reason or such other matters as the president considers appropriate may be secretly arrested and be given enhanced interrogation and never seen again. No courts have power over it. Only the Intelligence Committee of the House or Senate can call for an investigation or their release. That is sensational. What is it about governments killing hundreds of millions of people last century and world government openly being announced by a bunch of eugenicists? What isn't sensational about that? One of the leaders of the environmental movement, the founder of the Gaia movement, was in the London Guardian yesterday calling for a global authoritarian system to enforce environmental laws because, quote, the public's too stupid to allow the government to do it and that we need an elite group to control our lives. Or the Financial Times of London with the headline, and now for world government, saying it needs to be authoritarian. Yes, we built it in secret for your own good. That is sensational. They tell you to be calm and just oh, don't get upset and don't get angry, or, oh, it may cause violence. No, it may cause people to wake up. And then Matthew had another question. He said, well, I've got a family member who's a liberal, and there's all these, you know, violent attacks, threats, people being called the N-word going on, Democratic offices being attacked. You know, how do I get through to them that most of this is staged? Well, you listen to the show, and you hear me read the Denver Post. In fact, what was that exact headline? 08 attack on Democratic offices. Arrest made in 08 attack on Democratic offices. And then it goes on to say it was people that worked there that did it. Or you just search the term black fraternity spray-painted swastikas on their own building. You'll get a whole bunch of cases of it. Or Jewish students spray-painted swastika or put swastika on their own dorm room. And then the school got video of it. Number one, there were hundreds of cameras in that chamber when those congressmen supposedly got called the N-word. And there's no recordings of it, no video of it. One guy just says it happened. So what if it happened? People are always calling each other names. It turns into a bunch of ninnies that if somebody says something, it's the end of the world. You know, why don't black people get upset about 52% of blacks never being born in this country since Roe v. Wade? More blacks being aborted than are born. That's another reason the system doesn't like me. I actually don't want the black people to be dead. I don't dislike black people. I know black people have been taught to be racist, many of them, and taught to hate whitey. I know a lot of Hispanics have been taught that. I don't hate them. I tell it like it is. Oh, but black leaders will all get up in arms saying somebody called them an N-word, but meanwhile those black leaders push for the abortion rules and the abortion funding to kill more than half their people. Let's get our priorities set here. I was watching Anderson Cooper last night because you heard the producer say it didn't air Friday, but it should air tonight. And it didn't air. I could care less. I just wanted to see what they did. And they had Dr. Phil on for two segments talking about bullying, and there's a death every month from bullying. Why don't people teach their kids to not care if they get bullied? I mean, let me tell you what happened to me. I'd get off the school bus at my friend's house. This happened a couple times, and black guys 2 or 3 years older would come over and start assaulting us, calling us crackers and honkies. You think I hate black people because I've been racially assaulted by black people? No, by the time I was 15, when black guys came up, I learned the joy of beating the hell out of somebody. Now, I mean, maybe some kids growing up can't deal with this, but I'd come home with two black eyes and a busted lip when I was 12, and my dad would say, you best better learn to whoop their ass. Excuse me talking like that. I guess I'm just a red-blooded Texan. I don't know who the rest of you people are. And you know what? If people are bullying your kids at a school, get them out of that school. Who would put their children in a public school? After what I saw in public school, the sex, the drugs, the bullying, the fighting in Dallas, Texas, I mean, it was like worse than any movie I've ever seen about a rough high school. And I didn't go to a rough high school. But let me tell you, I didn't just have black people gang up on me. I had Mexicans do it. I got a pin in my leg. Where four Mexicans, there were five of them, and only four were attacking me, broke my leg. But you know what? I had good old boys. I had good old boys pile on me as well. White guys wearing Roper boots. That's just what bullies do. Excuse me, I won't even use that mild language. I apologize. It's just, now they've charged 9 youths for throwing 10 cans in the lunchroom and calling some Irish girl names. And it's wrong what they did, but they're being charged with felonies. And now people are going to say, your kid bullied. And they're going to go to jail. And then they're going to learn how to be real bullies. See, this is just a way to criminalize everybody. Dr. Phil's saying yelling at your children's even worse than spanking them. We need to take people's children that yell at them so the CPS can rape them. Oh, yeah, they're statistically the worst group out there, a bunch of pedophiles. Oh, it's incredible. It's amazing. The world isn't perfect. It's a rough place. And the government isn't going to protect you. It's like the mafia coming into an area, a neighborhood, and saying, pay me protection money, I'll protect you. You'd be a lot better to fight off the street-level thugs than to go to the Don for help. Here's the article. 08 race worker held in damage to Colorado Democratic HQ, Denver Post. Give that to your family member. I mean, Alec Baldwin called for Republican leaders to be killed. Don't you remember that? I mean, this is what goes on in politics. And I'm the one here speaking out against all of this. I'm the one trying to keep people from getting violent, and that's why they're coming after me. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I've got to get to all this news. There's just so much of it. It's insane. You're not going to hear any hand-wringing or crying or whining all over the news. You're not going to hear them crying for all the ranchers being burnt out and murdered all over Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, and California. No, they decide what to make you ninny about and to get all scared of. Keith in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
On Thursday, March 25th at 6:08 p.m., there was a login attempt to the Funkmaster 5 Facebook page from a computer whose IP location has been traced to Israel.
Okay, so you had people trying to hack your computer from Israel.
Well, I have a screenshot that I took of the Facebook notice that I got. It shows the location, the IP address, the date and time. I would be happy to send that to y'all if you'd like.
Believe me, we've all seen it ourselves.
Yeah.
You better watch it, because what they'll do is they'll go in and take over your account and then spoof threats in your name.
Well, I changed both the I changed the password for my Facebook and my YouTube account, after that happened. So hopefully that'll help.
Well, that may just be a hack program. We've had our Facebook hacked a bunch, and it's mainly just so people can take control of your front page and spam it, so it may not be malicious. I mean, malicious in that they're trying to set you up. But I do recognize your voice, and I'm aware of the good YouTube videos you put out.
Thanks, Alex. Well, you know, I you inspire me, and, you know, the hard work that you do keeps us going out there. So,
what do you think of Fox News calling for people to kill Obama, but then trying to imply that I'm doing that and putting me in the terror section with two different articles yesterday as a terrorist?
Well, I think of it as the same as them letting have that complete psycho Glenn Beck have his own TV show on there. I mean, anybody who's going to employ that guy, they're just not good in my book right off the bat.
Well, they know what they're doing. Glenn Beck is their idea of Alex Jones. I mean, I have that from Inside Fox. So he says all these things that are true so he can get your confidence to stab you in the back later.
Yeah, he's just there to co-opt everybody into the sinking Sarah Palin ship so that he can keep Obama. Now, if his approval steeps low enough, I think they're going to throw Perry in there and get Obama out. Otherwise, you're going to see Sarah Palin go in there and lose.
Yeah, look for a Sarah Palin-Rick Perry ticket, and I've had that from inside the Republican Party in Washington and in Texas, and look for a General Petraeus-Mitt Romney ticket with Petraeus as VP.
I could definitely see that.
No, those are the two tickets right now.
Boy, so you don't see anything going on with you don't think that Perry's going to take the top of the ticket, do you?
I believe Perry will get the top of the ticket.
Well, he is Club Bilderberg, and there's a new video out too where he is confronted by We Are Changed, and he has to admit it.
Yeah, I met the guy at a 9/11 event a few weeks ago who did that. Yeah, no, he told the Dallas Morning News he went to Bilderberg. He put a press release out. I appreciate your call, Keith. Herman, Rick, Sue, David, and others, your call's coming up. Then I'll go inside the Hatari militia for you, break down that, and a lot more straight ahead. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. The website's rinfowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. We got two new films coming out next month. Pre-order them, infowars.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources,
one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're here live.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine, I've been on fire with...
Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Herman in New York, you're on the air. Herman, welcome.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have quick points that I want to make. I think one solution is that we need to call the senators who are running under this new Patriot Party, if you will, Tea Party movement, like Peter Schiff and others, and tell them that it's not just government incompetence, that it's actually part of a larger plan, that it's not just Washington acting in their own interest and the interest of big business, but this is actually part of a bigger plan. And my second point I want to make is that Barack Obama was just on TV talking about drilling. He was at the Andrews Air Force Base talking about how he's going to open up drilling. Now, what I think he's going to do is he's going to give right cover to his leftist agenda of cap and trade, giving the right something to be happy about with their with this new drilling going on, but moving forward with bipartisanship on cap and trade. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree with you. That's one level of it. They've got a new cap and trade bill, which is just a direct tax on the fuel to begin this operation. But here's the New York Times, and that was in the stack to get to. Obama to open offshore areas to oil drilling for the first time. But the main reason they've decided to do this is those are international waters. If you look, they have a map on the New York Times of the new red areas that they're going to allow drilling in the Gulf of Mexico and also in the southern Atlantic off of Georgia and South Carolina and Alabama. If you look at those areas, that's where the Russians and the Chinese said, okay, and they said this in the last 2 months, you're not going to drill there. We're launching a huge exploration and drilling operation. So the oil companies have an oligopoly. They have a controlled cartel. They want to keep prices at a certain point, not too high, not too low. And that's why they have deals with the Arabs. But because Russia and China are now moving in with massive exploration operations, they're saying, okay, all right, we'll go ahead and move in there. And so that's the main reason. Anything else, Herman?
Yes, I was watching some videos by Jordan Maxwell, and he kind of stomped down on my optimism. He pretty much said that the population isn't really ready for what's coming because they really don't understand their enemy to the full extent. What do you think about that? Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your call. Look, we don't need even 10% of the people to really know the full magnitude of what we're up against to beat this, okay? That's why they had the 3%ers. It was 3% started the war, 5% that won the war in 1775, 1776, up until the early 1780s. And so we don't have to have the entire population. You get tens of millions of Americans saying no, waking others up, it's over for the New World Order. And they know this radio show is one of the main focal points of that, and that's why they're coming after us. Rick in Florida, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm calling to comment on a story that's currently posted on Infowars.com about the City of Milwaukee Police Department becoming the first in the nation to implement, to demand a biometric fingerprint scan upon encountering law enforcement. Now, I live in Milwaukee. I'm outraged by the infringement on our Fourth Amendment rights here. I have an attorney. I'm going to look into this. But what I'm calling you to tell you is it's not an accident that Milwaukee, Wisconsin was chosen to implement a beta test.
No, I know. Your mayor 2 years ago called for martial law when the rest of the council wanted to vote against them. And it was your governor in Wisconsin. It's in Police State. No, it's in Matrix of Evil. I have the AP article where he gave a tour to the media and told a little too much about the threat fusion centers and showed how they were tracking everyone in that case in Green Bay. He had up on the map Green Bay, everyone's cell phone and where you are in real time and how they could dial in and listen to you. So he showed a little too much. You're not supposed to show that to everybody. But go ahead and make your point about Milwaukee.
The police chief, the current police chief in Milwaukee is Ed Flynn. Ed Flynn is in the pocket of the feds. Ed Flynn was police chief in Arlington, Virginia on 9/11.
Amazing.
Did you know that?
Well, they always lie, though, and say, no, I didn't. They always lie and say, all these major police chiefs are feds. They always lie and say, we're the first to do it. There are a bunch of other towns and cities thumb scanning people. And how do they do it? They get it from your driver's license. When you go in and get thumbprinted, that's the national ID. You want to add anything else, or are you done, Rick?
When are we going to get you on the radio in Milwaukee?
Probably when hell freezes over. I mean, yeah, there's mom-and-pop stations, independents out there. Call them, get us on. But, you know, we're radical. We're against being thumb-scanned at checkpoints and having blood taken without warrants and laptops watching kids at home. You know, we're radical. Oh, we don't want them to take the pension funds. Oh, we're radical.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off-the-grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out.
In my stack today, I have masses of articles similar to this one. The Globe and Mail. The prison spending boom. Ottawa needs to explain why, at a time of deficit and cost controls, Canada needs to expand its budget for federal prisons by 36%. And it's the same thing all over the world. All the money will go to the banks and to their enforcers, and they will put nonviolent people in the prisons and release the violent. Oh, you bullied. You said something mean to a kid at school, they claim. You're going to prison for 5 years. Oh, you didn't pay your parking tickets. You're going to jail for 6 months. Oh, you killed a Arizona rancher. Nothing's going to happen to you. Oh, you killed a cop. Nothing's going to happen to you if you're an illegal alien. Oh, you're a citizen. You said no to police in the dark on the side of the road wanting to take your blood for a DNA database. We're going to beat you up and then charge you with assaulting us. Oh, you don't like your baby having its blood taken at birth for a Pentagon database. You must be a terrorist. You must be a hater of the system. Look at this headline. Met officer cleared of assaulting G20 protester. First, the police lied and said the guy had a heart attack. He was delivering newspapers. They just came up and beat him to death, and witnesses and video came out of him murdering him. And the government in England just said, hey, We'll kill who we want, when we want. We don't care if you're delivering papers. Maybe we feel like murdering. Maybe we feel like beating. Maybe we feel like killing. You're here for us. You have the value of a package of Twinkies. We devour you. But you better give up all your rights and not worry about what the banks are doing in the takeover, because the Digital Journal reports Al-Qaeda operative Osama bin Laden healthy calling the shots. A message board says so. Yes, Newsweek's reporting it as well. A message board. Maybe a message board says somewhere that Santa Claus is our real president, and maybe Newsweek will report that Santa Claus is our president. Because a message board said so. I was on ManCal this morning, and he has this troll-like co-host. He was calling me a liar. He was saying, they are not training the Explorer Scouts to take on disgruntled veterans. You are a liar. And so I Googled it right in front of my... And I said, okay, I'm going to put in Boy Scouts Homeland Security right now. I did it. First link that came up of hundreds. Scouts train to fight terrorists and more. Imperial, California. 10 minutes into an errant mayhem in the town to the Mexican border. And a gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, have already taken out two people. Slumped in his desk, the other covered in blood on the floor. The responding officers, 8 teenage boys and girls, the youngest 14, face tripwire. The cloud of poison gas and loud shots, bam, bam. And then it's got the Homeland Security teaching them how to make suspects shut up. There's a quote in here about, jump on his back. Put his face in the ground and your knee in the middle of his back. That will shut him up. And then you click on the photos, and it shows the dead veterans, the mock simulated dead veterans. And this guy's just still screaming, you're a liar, 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 you're a liar. And then I get Boy Scouts email me, I'm in the Boy Scouts, I'm not doing that. Or Scoutmasters call in and go, Alex, I don't appreciate you lying. Oh, really? I got the headline, L.A. Times. LAPD takes over Explorer program completely. Now part of the LAPD and a Homeland Security grant. They haven't taken them all over yet. And then I've got the AP headline, Girl Scouts prepare to fight terrorists. Report criminals. It's all covered in Fall of the Republic. I mean, this is classic hardcore corruption. This is secret police. This is one of the key hallmarks of a super corrupt, super oppressive, authoritarian system. And these people are in denial. I was on that show about a month ago, and I was on some other shows, and I would mention laptops watching kids at home that the government had given them. And these shows say, oh, that's not true, until later it comes out, and then they're okay with it. Not ManCal himself, but his sidekick. It's just so frustrating dealing with childlike minds. All right, I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. I wrote up some talking points last night on both films, and now I don't know where they are. Maybe you can get Burmese if he's back to print me some more copies. Talking points. I mean, we spend all this time, all this money. I make these films, and then I don't even really boil down what's in them to tell you why they're so important to see. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, almost 8 years since my last police state film. The COG, the FEMA camps proven, how they're brainwashing police, how they're federalizing, the riot police attacking innocent people, sound cannons being used, mercenary forces being used in the United States, executive orders, all proven without a shadow of a doubt. The nightmare system, we take you inside a national security dictatorship. You need to get this film. You need to order it on DVD. You need to make copies and give it to everyone you know. People want to know about the FEMA camps now. Well, this will show them the FEMA camps and give them the big picture. You need to order Invisible Empire. I mean, it covers it all. Government assassinations, government narcotics trafficking, how it's a pervert pedophile guild that runs Washington. Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, the British Roundtable Groups, the CFR, globalists all on tape admitting world government. This is a film where there's no longer any doubts for anybody. This is New World Order for dummies. Everyone needs to get Invisible Empire and New World Order defined. It starts shipping in 15 days, so get your orders in now. Infowars.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to us, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. The films are $19.95 apiece. You get both films together, we'll give you a $5 discount. And your purchase also makes this radio show possible. We'll be premiering both films the 15th and 21st, First Invisible Empire, then Police State 4, Rise of FEMA, at PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest quality online. You can also download it, DivX, burn it to disk, give it to everyone you know. You can also watch the live TV show. We simulcast the last 2 hours of the radio show every day at PrisonPlanet.tv. We also archive it. We're launching this week a 64 kilobit stream for members. By the end of the week, that will be up. Double the bandwidth of the free audio streams for PrisonPlanet.tv members. But the most important thing is get the films, get the material. We have a particular radio interview. Download the podcast. Give it to everyone you know. Get the free iPhone app at Infowars.com, even if you already have it or don't have an iPhone. Send it to your friends and family that do have iPhones. Tell them, listen to this. That's how we're going to reach more people. I'm not here risking my life, my name, my treasure, my family, everything to lose. I wouldn't be in the fight if I didn't know we have a good chance of beating these people. The churches have told everybody, anytime evil rises up, lay down on your belly before it. It's the end of the world. You'll be teleported out of here. Balderdash. We know that we're going into super tyranny if we don't stand up. We've got to slow it down and then stop it. And we'd already be in a much worse position if we hadn't stood up. They're just hitting us on all sides, trying to overwhelm us so we just shut down and get into it. We cannot do that. So get the documentary films, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760, or 888-253-3139. And get the trailers for Invisible Empire and for Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, off Infowars.com. Send it out to everybody you know. This is how we reach more people with the truth. Okay, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead. I'm going to take calls at the end of the hour. Then I'm going to go through all the news that I mentioned that I did a boil down of. In the first hour, I'm going to go through it all, the militias, what's happening, the future, what's going to be set up. States terror in Mumbai. We've got the guest that wrote the article for the John Birch Society on about this. He's in Europe right now, Alex Newman. Mumbai terror attack was U.S. agent. Mumbai terrorist was U.S. agent. That's all coming up. And then we've got Dr. Frederick Wyerhurst, former head of the FBI crime lab in the last hour, to talk about frame-ups and setups and how corrupt this government is. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Sue in Indiana. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, oh,
hi. I have a quick question for you. You were saying that the government was going to take the 401Ks, the pension plans?
Yes.
Are they going to take everything like the IRAs and everything like that, your investments?
They're going to take everything, and then they're going to control it, and then only give you a small percentage back.
Okay.
And if you don't like it, they're going to call you a terrorist.
So if I take my money out now, nothing will happen? Or will they tax? I mean, come
well, there's a lot of this healthcare thing is taxing investment funds and savings funds and medical accounts, but they're going to try to get it one way or the other. But more and more, I mean, they're announcing that your money markets won't be insured. They're announcing that the federal government is ordering private and public and union pension funds to be invested, quote, in failed banks. That's Business Week. That's WorldNet Daily. Obama's giving speeches about it, how he's going to protect your money, but, of course, put a juicy tax on it.
Okay, even if I went to silver or gold, they're still going to go after that.
It's a little bit harder for them, but, yeah, they're hiring all their tens of thousands of new agents. And if you resist in any way, they're going to kill you and call you a terrorist. This is real jackboot evil.
So there's no way to save your investments then.
Well, what do people think Hitler did? He robbed everybody. What do you think Stalin did? Mao. These are despots. This is the real deal. And I'm not saying they're going to get away with all this, but they're certainly pushing. They're certainly trying it. I mean, it's certainly going on.
Okay. That was my question. And I found you a couple months ago, and I've been listening to you ever since, so I'm going to order some of your movies, and that was the end of my question.
Well, thank you, Sue. I appreciate your call. And we've got to start telling it like it is. Civilizations, when corruption starts taking over, there's always a denial period. But you talk to people in Asia or Latin America or Africa who've lived under this type of system, they all know how things work. There's just paramilitary police suppressing them everywhere. The wild card is there's so many guns in this country. So they want to preemptively go out and make any type of armed defense or resistance look ridiculous by targeting civilians, targeting innocent cops. That's what this is all about, to try to preemptively get the violence going early. I don't want it to ever happen. And they always ignore the government's violence or any protected group engaged in violence against others. I mean, notice, I'm not a Muslim basher here, and the radical Muslims are run and funded and protected by Western intelligence as a way to menace the West into giving up their freedoms. But if you notice with these railway bombings in Russia and others, they never say Muslims. They always say from the Caucasus, from Chechnya. They never say Muslim. But it's Christian, 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 Christian militia, Christian, 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 Christian. Because they want to demonize Christianity, because it's the dominant system that's left over here in the U.S. Dave in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I got a little information for you. We heard today on the local radio station about how they're going to be reassessing property taxes in our county, and they're going to come knocking on every door, measuring every house, every outbuilding, and trying to gain access to every domicile home.
Banks do is the banks get the cities in debt, and then internationally they fly all the city managers, even to small towns, to these events, and then promise them to move up the chain into bigger city management if they do what they're told. And it's UN Agenda 21 zoning, and it's part of Obama's environmental plan. And just because he can't pass it in the Senate doesn't mean he's not going to try to implement it. And the same thing's been announced here in Austin. People who renovated houses 35 years ago, in one case I saw in the paper, in one case the house had been sold four separate times, and they came in, bullied their way in with an inspection for the new zoning, and said, you've got to pay us fines for renovation done in the 1970s. And absolutely, in Canada, in some U.S. cities, in Illinois, and in England, the police now come in your house without a warrant for a safety inspection and then ask about your firearms. And in one Illinois paper I saw, the elderly couple woke up with zoning inspectors standing in front of their bed, saying, you have three toothbrushes, this house is only zoned for two people. So everything is a giant prison. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know it shocked my family a lot because they've been pretty disbelieful until now. That just amazed them that they were going to try to do something like that in our county.
Well, these are parasites. These are hardcore criminals, and most small towns have a good old boy group that's been sucking off everybody for 100 years. So it's like, oh, good, we get to really rob this scum now. Feds say they're going to back us up. Let's get going here. There's a lot to take, a lot of kids to take, a lot of raping to do, a lot of money to take, a lot of blood to take at checkpoints, a lot of tax money. We've been given the green light to really do some raping, boys. We're going to get a federal grant to hire more cops, and we're going to go in their houses, and we're going to let these locals know we run things now around here.
Well, the best way to counter this would be to try to get a constitutional lawyer and a couple of different homeowners together and try to sue the county, or?
You sue the county, you call out the good old boys, you get in their face at restaurants when they're in the coffee shop every day, you run people for city council, you stand on the side of the road exposing them, you get angry to this scum, you expose it to UN, Agenda 21 program, and you tell them we're not your plantation slaves. That's what you do in South Carolina. You get angry. You tell Boss Hogg you're not working for him.
We've already started trying to get some good county councilmen in, but there, a lot of the ones that made promises fell back, and they're leaving just a few men to try to take up the slack, but they're being outvoted. So we're going to try to get those out.
Well, Dave, that's the way it's always been. It's always a few good men that step up. That's the way it's always been. So you got to step up. I know you are stepping up. God bless you. Start a local newspaper. It doesn't matter if you print 1,000 copies a month. Find the money. Get a few sponsors. Print up what's happening. Articles from InfoWars and Prison Planet. Write your own. Get aggressive. Run the scum out of your town. They're nothing but federal pimps. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
I tell you, I am disappointed by the naked body scanner contest. The other contests we've done have just been way past my wildest expectations and dreams. Absolutely have blown me away. And we've only gotten, I don't know, 4 or 5 video entries, a few poster entries, and they're okay. I mean, A for effort, but I mean, this is really concerning me. We are 11 days away from the contest closing. There's 3 different contests, $15,000 of prizes. And some of you great filmmakers out there, you need to get on it and get your entries in. I'm sure we'll get hundreds the last day. I mean, that's happened before, but usually we have hundreds before that happens. You'll get like half your entries in the first 25 days of the contest and the other half the last five. But, I mean, this is just drips and drabs here. So I'm going to take what we got and post it in an article at Infowars.com today, the posters that came in, the few videos that came in. But let me tell you, send your contest entries to contest at Infowars.com for that. They are raising hundreds of new taxes on everyone. And it's not just the taxes. It's the way they collect them is all unconstitutional. Coming in your house, coming on your farm, coming on your ranch, telling you you can't have a water well, telling you you can't have cattle, telling you there's a tax on them, running your life, bossing you around, passing all these new regulations, and cutting all the services except for more prisons, more cops, and more money to the banks. A giant prison. Hence, PrisonPlanet.com. We're going live in T-minus 4.5 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I talked to you yesterday. I like to incredible kind of referral as a man on the ground over here in Michigan. There was a couple things that I picked up off of a article that I got out of the Wall Street Journal, and it had some information in there about I don't know if you caught this, Alex, but this I think this guy Thomas Piatek was our infiltrator, this FBI provocateur that they slipped in on these people, because if you saw the picture of all of them up together, they're all in uniform garb, from the jail, and all dressed the same, except for this Thomas Piatek guy. Even his complexion is different from these people. I mean, this is really strange. I want to tell you what me and my girlfriend ran across, Alex. It was really strange, because after we read this article about this Thomas Piatek character and how they had this picture that they posted, they said it was in sort of some sort of a file that was given to the grand jury from they said it was a cooperating witness / FBI agent, and that now we couldn't figure out whether they were talking about this Piatek character or somebody that was implying that he was part of it, because it was a really strange article. So,
well, Anderson Cooper reported that other militias reported them. And see, what happens is a bunch of the militias, especially in Michigan, are commanded by feds. And what they do is go meet with other militias and try to basically provocateur them into things. And they also spend a lot of their time demonizing yours truly, which is what put me onto them being feds a long time ago. And, I mean, it's a mess up in Michigan. You got to really watch your butt up there. And, of course, remember, I've been saying that the last 12-plus years since I discovered it. It's like, how dare you say people should watch it? All the militias are good up here. There's no danger. Jones is a wimp. He's not calling for violence. But I appreciate your call. We're going to go over a lot of this coming up in the next hour. I appreciate your call, Tim. Steve, Don, Roger, George, your calls are coming up. But I will get into all of the militia information straight ahead, and a lot more. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.